So where are we on a new NAFTA, a North American free trade deal? Yesterday, Richard Trumka, head of the AFL-CIO, said a new deal won't work if it's just the U.S. and Mexico. Canada has to be in it because the three countries' economies are so entwined. The president slammed him for that in a tweet today. And on Saturday, during Senator McCain's funeral, Trump tweeted that there's no political necessity to keep Canada in the new NAFTA deal, and Congress should not interfere with these negotiations or I will simply terminate NAFTA entirely. Well, against that backdrop, Canadian and U.S. trade negotiators meet again on Wednesday. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us every Monday from New York. Derek, happy Labor Day.
Hey, happy Labor Day.
Thanks for laboring with us. And boy, in that sort of roundup of the backdrop, we didn't even include the president's comments last week to Bloomberg News. He said a deal to add Canada to the deal he's already struck with Mexico would be a deal totally on U.S. terms. He said he couldn't talk about it on the record because it was going to be so insulting to the Canadians they wouldn't make the deal. Now, these were off-the-record comments, but they were leaked by the Toronto Star. But that can't be helping negotiations.
No, it cannot. This has been an absolute mess, and it's been a mess for the entirety of Trump's presidency. He has threatened over and over again to tear up NAFTA, and for now, NAFTA remains. But just a quick bit of background, I think, is important. So NAFTA was enacted in 1994, and the idea was to eliminate most of the tariffs and products that were traded between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, mostly in cars and farming. It's not just Trump, though, who is against NAFTA or who thinks it's been bad for the U.S. There's a lot of people on the left, too, who think that NAFTA has been a bad deal for the American worker, particularly in the automobile manufacturing industry. And now, the way that I see it is that NAFTA has clearly hurt some American jobs, but it's also reduced prices for all Americans, and it's added a lot of jobs in Mexico. And I think you could argue that that is a win for the world, in fact. And it behooves the United States to say, all right, we've got a trade deal that's reducing prices on goods for Americans. Let's find targeted policies to help the handful of American workers who are being hurt by this deal. But rather than do that, we're thinking of it as a zero-sum trade problem. We're trying to stick it to Canada and Mexico. And that is, I think, where the president has lost his way.
When you say, by the way, it's added jobs in Mexico, you mean for Mexicans, and I think, and that's ultimately good because if more Mexicans have jobs in Mexico, it helps reduce the problem of people crossing the border.
Absolutely. Oh, there's so many different ways you can think about it. On the one hand, you could say it's great for the U.S. because it means that fewer people are going to cross the border. And indeed, what have we seen in the last 10 years? Reduced immigration from Mexico. Immigration from Mexico, you wouldn't know this from listening to the president, is way, way down from where it was 15 years ago as the Mexican economy got stronger. But also, I think that, you know, the U.S. foreign policy cares about the welfare of people who live outside the U.S. Mm-hmm. It's why that we have, you know, foreign aid. And, you know, free trade is a marvelous form of foreign aid. So I think there are many ways in which free trade is a really good deal for the world, provided that the U.S. be smart about protecting people right here in the U.S. who might be hurt by free trade. So I think the president just has this totally wrong.
Well, when you say help the people, for instance, would those be the dairy farmers along the border? That's one of the biggest complaints about the NAFTA deal, that there's a huge, huge tariff from Canada on dairy products going across the border.
That's right. Yes, there are still tariffs. And it's important, I think, for us to work with people in Canada and Mexico to bring those down, because ultimately, I think free trade is a good thing, provided that you have domestic protections against it. Right now, however, what the president's trying to do is unilaterally withdraw from this without a debate in Congress, without a formal debate happening in the U.S. He's trying to unilaterally withdraw. And I'm not sure that this is about dairy farming for him. You know, this is not a president who thinks institutionally, not a president who tends to think strategically. He often acts with personal grievance. And I think in many ways, he is upset with comments that Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has made about this White House. And he is therefore trying to punish Canada.
Well, in the minute or so that we have, what can he do? I mean, he tweeted over the weekend, Congress shouldn't interfere or I'll just end it. What legally can happen here?
This is a really difficult question. So technically, under NAFTA rules, Trump can unilaterally withdraw. I think the big thing here, though, to repeat, is that we have been through this. At least we've been through these threats. In October 2017, Trump threatened to pull out of NAFTA. We had a big to-do about what exactly that would mean, whether he could do it unilaterally, how Congress might respond, and then what happened? That didn't particularly go anywhere. So it's possible that this is just a bit more bluster, even though the president has clearly leaned in to a trade war policy with other countries. I think it'll be very, very interesting to see if we have, in the few months leading up to the 2018 midterms, a serious effort by the president to tear apart NAFTA in a way that violates many of the interests of the Republican Party at the very time that party sees itself as being threatened in the midterms. I think this is going to become not just a question of international trade, but also a question of domestic politics.
We will see. Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, thanks as always.
Thank you.
And some deadlines to watch. If President Trump decides to leave NAFTA, he has to give Mexico and Canada 6 months' notice, which would push this past the midterms. And as of now, the president has 27 days to get the final text of a new NAFTA deal to Congress. So mark your calendars. Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young. It's Here Now.